Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Rob Jalas, our salesmanship expert at the Brain Trust. 17 years almost he's been hanging out with us. President of Jalas & Associates, author of, give us a list of your books there, Rob.
How to Run Seminars and Workshops, which is going to come out in a fourth edition in March.
You're doing a lot of that now, aren't you? Helping people understand how to do that.
Yeah, I work with a lot of professional speakers
now.
You used to
execute those. Now you're teaching other people how to do it.
That's right. Customer-centered selling.
That's the Bible.
That's the big one. How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation, Mental Agility, and The Way of the Road Warrior.
Folks, if you follow Rob, you'll be smarter. You'll make more sales. Your people, I encourage you to have your people follow his blog. It's a blarticle. It's not a blog. It's a blarticle.
There you go.
It's a blarticle. And,
it's part blog, part article. It's a blarticle.
It's a hybrid. But they'll love it. It's not like anything they've ever seen before, and they'll get smarter, and you'll make more sales. So I promise you, you can count on that, and you'll thank me later. Okay, Rob, we're talking about objections, handling the primordial objection, the one thing that hasn't changed from the time I was telling the audience, my first technology was an Underwood 5 typewriter, a manual cash register, and carbon paper. And so all that's been completely turned upside down 16 times since then, but people are still giving me objections.
Yep. So we've got clarification out of the way. I think we really hit that one hard. Now let's go ahead and respond, okay? And in terms of response, I'd like the audience to think of it this way. There's really only two directions that objection's going to go. Let's keep it simple. One, it's going to be a misunderstanding, and boy, I wish all of them were misunderstandings. Or two, it's going to be a drawback, meaning you want something that I don't have. Well, I have news for you. There are more misunderstandings than you think, because usually we're in business for a reason. You've got a radio show. You can't be everything to everybody, but you're taking care of the major points. You have your niche. So when a client wants something that's out of your niche, a lot of times it's more of a misunderstanding. Let's just agree that if it is a misunderstanding, the only landmine we have to avoid is, I don't want to make my client wrong. I don't want to make them feel like they're mistaken. So things like feel, felt, found, Jim, that you and I have learned, just a lot of people feel that way, and I felt that way at one point. What I found was just graceful, gentle ways of turning that misunderstanding around is key. Now, if it's drawback, bingo. That's the tough one. I want an 11 o'clock interview, and Jim doesn't offer it. But a lot of times, if we've done our job clarifying, and we've really climbed into, tell me why. Well, because I don't get up that early. Well, tell me about what you do get up for. I get up to work out. Well, and all of a sudden, we can minimize that drawback. You know, I can't give you the 11 o'clock slot there, Rob Jalas. But what I can give you is the exposure you mentioned, is the ability to get your message out, maybe even put an interview on your website. When you look at all of that, don't you think that's more worthwhile than getting up a little bit earlier? And all of a sudden, we've kind of minimized it by restating the benefits. Mm-hmm. And that's really our two areas to respond.
Sam, again, so this will be on the test, folks.
Bingo. Misunderstanding, we like that one. Mm-hmm. Or a drawback. And let me just say one more fast thing about that drawback, Jim. You know, when we don't sell effectively, in other words, if I just get on the phone and I want to sell Jim Blasingame something, I go, hi, here's my product, let me tell you about it. We're going to get hit with drawbacks.
Oh, yeah.
But what if we really remember that objection handling is a side tactic. If I create trust in the conversation with Jim, and by golly, I problem solve and truly understand the needs of my client, I really think before it becomes a drawback, I'll know whether this is a good fit. I'll have those other benefits on the table, and I can minimize it much more effectively than simply product dumping and hoping that somebody doesn't complain.
Mm.
And that's the difference.
Those days are long gone.
Well, we've got some stubborn people out there, but yes, we sure hope so. And Jim and I are going to stamp them out one
by
one.
They're not making a living if they're still doing it. And but the thing that I worry about the most right now, Rob, are the companies, and this is small businesses who don't train their salespeople. They don't provide training for their salespeople. They don't provide objection handling training for them. Folks, this article, your employees need to be reading this article of Rob's. I object, four steps to handling objections. If you're not helping them with this, if you're not helping them understand the 21st century nature, the age of the customer nature of your customers and what's going on right now and what they're expecting of you, if you aren't modifying what you knew 20 years ago to the same things are happening, but the environment and who's objecting and how they're objecting, that's different. Objections are not different. The fact that there are objections are not different, but the things in the objections, those are, if you're not doing that, Rob, they're dinosaurs waiting to become extinct. Last thoughts.
Well, that's it. Yep. And we have to make sure, as we talked about coming into 2017, the word of the year is evolve. Evolve.
Yep.
And let me put this objection handling tactic to bed a little bit. Once
we respond, 10 seconds.
Perfect. Let's not forget to confirm. Meaning, once we've answered it, let's ask that client, have I addressed it, and put it to bed.
Absolutely. Get it behind you. And get them to agree to that. Hey, Rob, good job today. Come back soon.
Always.
Rob Jolles, ladies and gentlemen, Jolles, jolles.com is the website. Check it out. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.